Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, February 27, 2013. Israeli soldiers injured a Palestinian woman in Jerusalem and arrest more civilians during morning invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers invaded Silwan town in occupied East Jerusalem, broke into and searched several homes, and kidnapped three Palestinians, including a woman. Another woman was injured by rubber-coated steel bullets fired by the soldiers. Local sources reported that dozens of Israeli soldiers and Israeli security officers invaded Silwan at 4 at dawn and broke into the home of Khalid Yasul and Adil Maragda. The soldiers violently searched the two homes and confiscated computers before kidnapping the two men and taking them to interrogation facility. Local sources added the soldiers also invaded the home of Dr. Amani Musa in Al Bustan neighborhood in Silwan and confiscated two computers and a camera before kidnapping her. The soldiers also broke into Musa's clinic in Salah al-Din Street in Jerusalem. Furthermore, Amani's sister-in-law was also injured after the soldiers fired rubber-coated steel bullets before breaking into the resident's home. Elsewhere, five Palestinians were arrested by Israeli soldiers during invasions targeting the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem on Wednesday. Local sources said that troops searched homes in the city center and the nearby Aida refugee camp before taking the five men away. Moreover, on Wednesday at dawn, Israeli troops invaded Beit Kahil town, northwest of the southern West Bank city of Hebron, and kidnapped two Palestinians. Local sources reported that the army broke into and searched several homes before kidnapping Muhammad Umar Al-Atwan, 24, and Iyad Ahmed Al-Atwan, 22. The two men were cuffed, blindfolded, and were taken to unknown destination. Furthermore, the army invaded Doha town south of Hebron and handed a Palestinian woman, identified as Andalib Al-Hroub, a military warrant ordering her to head to a nearby military base for interrogation. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, February 27th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Rassam Bannoura.